Welcome.
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going okay.
Good. Welcome to Sweet Niblet.
It's our Hannah Montana podcast.
Yeah.
We're just watching Hannah Montana talking about it.
Yeah, just like having fun. You never know what to expect. I'm really excited for this episode. I have a fun surprise.
Well, I usually know what to expect when we do this.
Oh.
We're just going to sit down and talk about Hannah Montana.
Okay.
But you've got some wild surprises, you say?
Just, yeah, maybe a few.
Can I know them now, or are they going to be revealed as we record?
They will be revealed as we record. So fun. I'm so excited for you. Okay.
So this episode is called Dead It Be.
Yes, which can only be a reference to...
Rocky Raccoon. Just kidding. It's a different Beatles song. It's Let It Be.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dead It Be, Dead It Be.
Dead It Be, Dead It Be.
Yes. It was directed by Roger S. Christensen.
Who? Just kidding. He directs a lot of them.
He does. Written by Sally Lapidus and Heather Wordham. Mm. It premiered December 1st, 2006 to 4.3 million viewers.
That's up.
What's up? Yeah, for sure.
A little bit, yep.
And it is the last Hannah Montana episode to air in 2006.
All right.
So next time we talk to you guys, we'll be coming at you from 2007.
That's the year I graduated from high school.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, let's just get right into
Jump right on into it. We're opening on the threat of a family meeting.
Oh, no.
Jackson is not stoked.
Was that ever something that, like... was in your house?
No, we never had family meetings.
I didn't either. I don't think we were organized enough for that. Yeah, I feel like that's a very TV concept. Even very unorganized families, such as the Stuarts, have family meetings.
Yeah, I feel like I had friends that definitely had family meetings, but it's just like, yeah, definitely it was not going to happen in our house.
Yeah, yeah. And it was definitely, there. Yeah.
But I like that the joke of the family meeting is that it's clearly one of the kids has done something.
Right, right.
And Jackson is like, I didn't do anything. Mm-hmm. And Hannah's like, well, I didn't do anything. I never do anything.
Yes, exactly.
She's That's kind of my vibe, too.
And then Robbie comes in.
Yeah.
And he's like, and then Jackson immediately like sells out Miley. And she's like, she did it. She
I
did
saw her
it.
With my own two eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, Jackson.
And then Miley calls him a gutless little weasel.
Yeah, really.
Which was funny. But then we find out.
Yeah. Well, I like he's given, I can't remember if this is before or after like the reveal, but oh, it's after for sure. But Robbie's like giving Jackson a look. He's like, why are you looking at me like that? And he's it's fun.
It's fun. but then we find out that nobody's in trouble.
Nobody's in trouble.
And we're actually getting
our very first credit card. And I love that. Whoa. I love what happens for Miley. It's just like the world falls away, like the light changes.
It becomes a cinematic moment.
Miley and her credit card, and she goes, my very first credit card. Today, I am a woman.
Record scratch.
Yeah.
Robbie ruins the fantasy.
It's for emergencies only.
Yes.
Obviously. I mean, you don't give a kid a credit card because you're like, go have fun, guys. It's always for emergencies only.
Can I ask you, how old were you when you, did you receive a credit card as a child?
No, not at all.
I believe my sister had this exact same thing happen to her.
My brother had, like, a card that my mom would, like, reload that had money on it for him. But, I mean, I never got that. When I was 17, like, right after I graduated from high school, I got a job.
Yeah.
And then when I had a debit card, it was my own bank account with my own money.
Yeah, the first card I had was a debit card that was that.
If there was an emergency, I had to call my mom, I guess. Right, sometimes exactly. She'd leave me, like, 40 bucks.
Yeah. I was really just kind of out there doing whatever. That wasn't a rich Malibu child.
But I love that Robbie's like, emergencies only, and Jackson's like, well, you could have told me that before I wasted the hug.
Yeah,
like,
they were so rude. Grateful, so excited.
Yeah, truly.
Yeah, but no, I remember my sister got a credit card when she was like 15, and it was the reason that I was never allowed to ever get a credit card. But yeah, like I said, just got my own debit card, and it was no big deal. And then I kind of wish I never got a credit card.
You
can get into that later.
But I love that they're just like, I'll protect it with, I don't know, they don't say like, They at any rate embrace the responsibility.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But then Jackson like already loses it.
Already lost it.
And he finds it on the floor.
Under the chair.
Under the chair with his toothbrush.
That's been missing since Tuesday.
Yeah, and she's like, Miley's like, you haven't brushed since Tuesday. And he's like, don't be silly. I've been using yours.
Oh man. Barf. And she's horrified, of course. But and that's when we find out that Robbie just likes to scare Jackson.
Yeah, that's what he's like.
Look at him.
Yeah, giving him the look. Yeah.
There's so many things that like didn't get addressed. Like, what is the limit? I feel okay. Yeah. I was thinking about that, but I feel like Robbie in his head, he's like, I shouldn't tell them the limit. They don't need to know. It's an emergency use credit card.
Like, they shouldn't be using it really. Honestly, it's the kind of thing that, like, even if I had a card like that, and the people I've known in my life who did have cards like that, you have to call your parents before you use it.
Yeah.
It was never just like, use it and then be like, oh, I had to use the card. Yeah. It's like, if there's a credit card emergency, you're calling.
Yeah.
The emergency part is before the credit card part.
And also, I understand for comedy, but it's an interesting parenting choice to have given them both at the same time at different ages.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, like, Miley's still in middle school.
Yeah.
But Jackson's in high school. I feel like it makes more sense for Jackson because he's, like, out driving. He has a car.
Exactly. He, if, it, you know, gosh forbid he runs out of gas or something. The kids I knew who had their parents' card like that was always my friends with cards.
Yeah.
Or cars.
Yeah.
So that they could always have gas.
Yeah. Exactly.
Like, at the, you know, worst comes to worst. It was, like, obviously not, like, the parents' gas card. It was just, like, if you are stranded, this is what it is for.
Right.
But then we get the B.O.B.
Yeah. B.O.B. It's always the best of both worlds. It's so good. We love it. We have such a great time.
And then we're in the Stewart house. Miley is, like, trying to figure out where she's going to put her credit card in her new wallet. Or not, maybe it's not a new wallet.
It's her wallet. It's a new card.
Exactly. It's a new card. It's one of those things where when you're a kid, you don't have stuff to put in your wallet, so all of a sudden you've got, like, okay, now my wallet means something. She's like, do I put it in the clear pocket? Yeah. Is that too showy?
Yeah.
Or she puts it in, like, the first pocket.
Yeah.
That is made just for credit cards.
Yeah, and then Jackson's just like, he makes, like, a crack about, like, guys don't need wallets. Like,
yeah, they just put it in his pocket, yeah.
And I'm just like, guys need wallets. Everyone needs a wallet.
There's literally, like, four of those this episode. Like, I'm a guy, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I'm a girl, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
It's, like, chill out, guys.
Yeah, chill out.
But he loses it already. He's like, just give me a card and a pocket to put it in.
Yeah.
And then he's like, where is it? And then Miley, no reason to worry. It's probably right next to your brain.
Oh, no. That means you'll never find it.
She is, like, really spicy this episode.
She's on a roll. Yeah.
Yeah, she's really, like, banging on him this one. I kind of liked it.
Oh, my gosh. And then we got Oliver and Lily rolling in. On their boards.
Record scratch again.
record.
For me, because Oliver's outfit in this scene is the cutest outfit I have ever seen.
It is really cute.
I love it. It's like this teal, like, vertical striped shirt, like, over, like, a red polo, but it's, like, rolled up. Like, the color scheme, and then the striped pant, like.
And, like, very obvious skater boy vibes, because he's got the pads and the helmet, and he's on a skateboard.
I could give or take that part, but it was just, like, the shirts. I was like,
it was a great combo.
It was a great fit.
Great fit. I was a very big fan.
But I love that Lily and Oliver are both, like, oh, and Lily wants to hold the credit card.
Yeah, and then Oliver, he says, I think I'm in love.
Yeah. And you're like, oh my God, with Miley's credit card? No, he goes right past the credit card, he sees a sandwich, and then he's like, oh, you got some avocado, baby? You know what that does to me?
Yeah. That was
he doesn't call the sandwich baby, but it's weird.
But I also want to point out, I feel like, I know it's silly, but this is the first time we've seen Oliver on a skateboard.
Aww.
Yeah, so good to know that he can skate as well. But anyway,
well,
yeah.
We do
and
know
then,
that he can fall down.
Yeah,
and
of course.
That's, like, the most important part of skating.
But yeah, he's doing the sandwich thing, and Miley's just like, what's wrong with you, boy? Which was
yeah, and that's when he's like, I'm a guy, it's a sandwich, or it's free food.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he says, free food, I'm a guy, do the math.
Yeah. Ugh.
Which is like...
Shut up.
And also, how do you know that was for you? I don't think that was labeled like Oliver.
It definitely wasn't for
you.
Yeah, like, it was...
It could have been for Jackson or Robbie or Miley or anyone.
We find out very quickly that it was a sandwich Jackson made because he lost his card again.
Yeah, and then Oliver's chewed his sandwich and he found it.
Yeah, it's inside the sandwich because Jackson used it to spread mustard on the sandwich.
Why?
Ew.
You ding-a-ling, Jackson.
Why is he using it for that?
Come on, dude.
He's in the kitchen. Like, there's got to be a knife in a drawer nearby.
Yeah, apparently he doesn't want to use it for anything else.
But at least he doesn't, like, I mean, honestly, if I made a whole sandwich and then my younger sibling's friend started eating it, I would go insane.
Oh, I know.
And at least Jackson handles his sandwich getting eaten, like,
pretty
mellow.
Yeah, he was pretty... I think he's just, like, on the high of getting a credit card.
Yeah, still.
You know? He's stoked. But then Lily's just like, we must shop.
Yeah.
Like, we have to use
this. The credit
this.
Card is like, use me, take me.
Use me, charge me. And she's
well,
like,
a flea market.
At Rico's, at the beach.
At the beach.
Okay, it's, all right, we'll get into that later.
Yeah,
but
that's
it's
fine.
At the beach, and Miley's just like, no, I can't buy anything. This car is for emergencies only. Yes. I will come with you, but only to look.
Yes.
And then we cut very quickly to the flea market, yes. And Miley has to have these shoes.
Well, yeah, and the guy's like, they're 75, and she's like, 75 cents, which is a normal flea market price.
Yeah.
For a pair of, like, sandals. Insane. Yeah. And then he's trying to say it's $75? Record scratch again.
Record scratch.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
I am, yeah. Okay. You just look like you're psyching up for something.
I'm just psyching up. Okay, so we've got this guy, yes. the seller.
Yes.
I recognize this actor.
I did too.
Pretty quickly. Okay, what did you recognize him from?
I looked it up, and I couldn't decide what it was that I must have known him from. I think it might have been Campus Ladies, which is a show that was on in 2006, 2007, I think on, like, Comedy Central or something. And it was about, like, middle-aged ladies that go back to college. And I do remember watching that. And I think that has to be... Or he's been... It looked like he did a bunch of side
Yeah, hits. He's done a lot of stuff.
But you want to know what? I looked him up because I did recognize him. And I wanted to know where I recognized him from for when you asked me if I recognized him. Uh-huh. And he and I have the same birthday.
Oh!
I know!
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. So get ready. I recognize him. I recognize him from Legally Blonde 2, Red, White, and Blonde.
Oh, right.
And
right,
American
right.
Horror Story.
Yes.
I was just like, let me look this guy up. And I looked him up, and I found him on Instagram, and I just was, like, literally in the middle of watching this episode, and I took a hot break, and I was, like, sent him a little message.
Yeah.
And I said, hey, hi, what's up? I'm a really big fan of your work on the specific episode of Hannah Montana. Like, you just made me laugh out loud a lot.
Yeah.
Which is so true. And I was just wondering if you have any, like, tidbits from the set or whatever, you know? And he was kind enough to send...
Like, this happened today?
This happened today. He was kind enough to respond with not one, but two sweet niblets of his very own from the set in the form of an audio message that I will play for you and everyone here right now.
All right, so are you going to cut that in?
No, I'll just play it.
All right, here we go.
So here we go. We're going to get that ready.
Oh my gosh, how you kept a lid on this, I will never know.
Yeah, this is Corey didn't know
I've never
about
heard
this
before.
This is a big surprise for Corey.
Ready?
Ready? Here we go.
Hey, man, thanks for reaching out. This sounds fun. I got two memories for you. One is the famous doggy no-no line. The line was originally, you have a dog poop on your shoe. But the censors were like, I don't know if we should have him say poop. That might be a bit much. And I was kind of like, what? How can I not say poop? And then they came up with doggy no-no. And I was like, that's insane, but fine, I'll do it. And then it ended up like people just loved it. Like I would get people yelling at me on the street saying doggy no-no. So there's one memory. And then the other one is this. So there's this one line that I kept messing up all week. I don't remember what it was, but right before we shot in front of the audience, we did a speed through of the whole script, which I hate speed throughs because they just stress me out. And then I messed up that one line as I always did all week long. And I just got really frustrated. And without thinking, I went, fuck. And Billy Ray was like, whoa. And I just felt like such an asshole to have cursed in front of all these children. But, you know, shit happens. Anyway, man, thanks for reaching out. Best of luck with the podcast. I hope it goes great for you. I hope you have a good episode. All right. Later.
Oh my gosh.
Yes, so thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
To Mr. Amir Talai.
That's so cool.
I was so excited I didn't even say his name yet. But yeah, he was so cool. And that's interesting so little tidbit.
That's funny.
The censor thing
is hilarious.
I wrote
Doggy No-No.
I love the Doggy No-No line. I'm glad that they they ended up with that because that's funnier. Funny. But like, it's so funny that they couldn't say poo-poo on child's television.
That's so weird.
But they can get away with a lot of fart jokes and sexist stuff, I guess.
Well, seriously. One time at work, I tripped while I was holding a bunch of stuff, and it was like I was waiting on a family. Like there was definitely like children under like 12.
Yeah.
And I did that. I tripped and I just like dropped. Sometimes it just falls right out of your mouth. You can't even stop it. And I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my gosh. And I can just imagine Robbie Ray, Billy Ray Cyrus, just like, whoa.
We got kids on the set here.
Well, that's why when I worked at an ice cream shop, I was always slamming my fingers in the freezer drawers. So I started, instead of cussing, I would say rats.
Rats. rats.
Or bananas. And then my, like, equivalent of, like, motherfucker was rats bananas.
Rats bananas. Oh, that's so funny.
You gotta like, just put words in there that become your cusses. Because, yeah, when you're around kids, you can't. Oh, that's so funny, though. I love that.
Yeah, I'm so glad that I'm. Yeah, thank you. So, thank you.
Thank you so much. If you hear this.
Yeah, we appreciate that.
But what we learned from the scene,
Now we gotta talk about the scene.
Yeah,
the shoes are
$75.
Wait, what?
And we're like, okay, this is
record scratch episode. wait, what?
But they sort of, Miley gives up, and Oliver's like, no, they want you to haggle. Oh, and so he goes back, he comes in with like a lot of heat. Like, I thought he was doing good, but this guy wasn't having any of it.
Wait, but before Oliver, like, decides that they need to bargain, that's when he delivers, like, my most favorite line.
Okay, please.
Because, like, Miley's like, $75? I can't afford that. And he's like, oh, don't pretend to be surprised, rich little Malibu child.
Yes,
and I was
really.
Like, oh, she really needs to hear that.
Yeah, they all do.
Thank you so much.
It shouldn't be called Seaview Middle School. It should be called Rich Little Malibu Child School.
Rich Little Malibu Child School.
I don't know. I'm just
You're
kidding.
Right, though. I like that.
Oliver does... I thought Oliver did, like, a bang job, though, of haggling, but the guy's like, no. And for you, it's 80 now.
Yeah. Oliver was like, we're gonna go down to 30. And, like, Miley's like, I only have 25. He's like, 25!
Yeah.
He's like, well, for you, 80, because you pissed me off.
Oh, my gosh. And then they're like, all right, well, we're moving right along.
Mm-hmm. And also, he's so funny. Like, Miley says that she doesn't have the money, and he's like, oh, well, you don't have shoes.
Yeah.
He was so good.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yeah, he was so funny. Anyway, we're moving right along to another salesman.
Well,
hopefully.
As we're walking along, the guy's like, you got a doggy no-no on your shoes.
Yeah, because Oliver's like, oh, don't worry. They'll call you back. And yeah, that's when they think that he's calling him back.
Hey, lady.
You got a doggy no-no on your shoes. And she's like, oh, man, I wanted new shoes, not doggy no-no shoes.
Yeah.
And then she gets up.
She rips her pants.
Ugh.
That's my nightmare.
Rip my pants. The SpongeBob song?
No, that song is not. I don't know the song by SpongeBob.
Well,
no.
If you know the SpongeBob song, then you know the SpongeBob song. But anyway, Miley ripped her pants. And
if anything, it's become an emergency.
Yeah, exactly.
And at the next place, she sees a skirt. Lily. Is classic Lily influence, like, it's an emergency.
Oh my gosh,
now
I
need the skirt. Oh, and the belt.
She can be your devil or your angel.
I feel like she's almost always the devil.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
I feel like she's rarely the angel.
Well, we'll see.
And I think in this particular instance, she was definitely a devil because she and Oliver and Hannah are... Well, Miley. Sorry. Yeah. Miley's wearing a whole new outfit.
It's super cute. Wait. We're not done with the flea market.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Because
right.
We didn't even reveal the fact that the other seller...
It's
the same actor.
It's the same actor. He's saying it's his brother, but I think it's just him.
I know, I think it's him. Yeah. I always like, we need to unpack that. Did you think it was him?
No, I thought he was.
Because there's no way that twin brothers that are adults would actually wear the same outfit.
Well, and I also like that he was like, oh, I'm way nicer than my brother. I'll give you a way better price. $74.95.
And I also love the girl that, like, points at her and says, I see France, I see London, I see someone's underpants.
I heard, when I heard, like, a little girl voice, I was ready for it to be Noah Cyrus. And I was like, all right, mix it up with the little kids on set.
Mix it up. Sometimes it's not Noah. Sometimes she's busy.
Yeah, she's got all kinds of obligations, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly. But, exactly. This is a real emergency.
Yes, she needs a skirt.
They need the skirt, and then they need the belt. And he'll throw it in for 20 extra, and she needs it to hold up the pants.
The skirt?
Or the skirt. And the shoes would look really good with it, too. So it's like, oh my gosh, let's just get that.
Yeah.
And that's it. That's all we're doing, right?
I mean, that's all they show, but then we cut back to, like, the steward house.
Yes, and Miley has a whole new outfit.
I mean, Oliver is carrying... Yeah, Miley has a whole new outfit.
As you said.
Lily's,
like,
got, like, four bags on each arm.
Mm-hmm.
Oliver is carrying, like, four giant boxes that go, like, way over his head.
It's crazy that all of this was available for purchase at this flea market.
Yes, truly.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what? That's actually the most believable part to me.
But the flea market looked very small.
Yeah, but maybe it went, like, around the corner.
You're right.
It could have been on the whole beach.
Yeah, but like, I mean, a new plasma TV, it seemed like that was one of the things she got.
Really?
I was like,
I didn't see
that. Well, I don't know. There was just a lot of like brand, it seemed like Oliver was carrying a lot of like brand new electronics. Yeah,
box things. I mean, yeah. Sometimes people save the box. We definitely got like an expensive electric hand massager.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Because Jackson's there, he's looking for his car.
Yes.
And he can't find it. And yeah, he's like, Dad's going to have a cow. Oh, but then when he sees what you did, he's going to have the whole barn.
Yeah, really.
So he's like really excited that, you know, Miley is fucking up more than he is. We've already said fuck this episode. We're cussing this episode.
I mean, isn't every sibling more I feel like every sibling is excited to see their other sibling fuck up more than they have.
Absolutely.
I mean, when it's not on you, I told my mom about my tattoos the day she found out my brother got kicked out of school. Because I was like, what's a little tattoo?
Yeah.
What's a little tattoo? What's a little tattoo?
Did it work out in your favor?
Not at all. She cried. Okay. Cool. I was like, it's a band-aid, you know?
Yeah.
Pull it all off at once.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But when you're a kid, the best you can hope for is your sibling fucking up more than you.
Yes, exactly. And so, like, Oliver's... Yeah, that's when he's like, can I use the hand massager?
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, Miley's trying to be like, I needed all of these things.
Exactly.
And then Jackson's like, you needed an expensive electric hand massager.
And then I love her justification.
Amazing. It's like me. Okay, yeah. Sorry. This is
no,
like...
No, then
was
you
like,
should talk about it.
Well, it was a dark mirror holding up to me. Like, I was just like, oh, man. Looking at this is like...
Rationalizations, baby.
Yeah, she's just like, okay... Like, I'm up on stage,
yes.
Right? And I'm singing, and I've got my microphone, and I'm holding it there, and I'm really into it, you know? And then, oh, all of a sudden, my hand cramps up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to let down millions and or thousands upon thousands of adoring fans that came here to see me, or... electric hand massager.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, so that seriously. Was like...
She has no control. That's what I wrote. Miley has no control.
And then he's like, what about the carpet? And she's like, the guy said it would match my shoes.
So that belt to go with the skirt, shoes to go with the belt, carpet to go with the shoes.
Yeah.
Truly.
And then she like sighs and leans on the piano.
And then... bling, and the car just shoots right out.
Whoa.
Unbelievable. How is he losing this thing so many?
How did it get there? What was he doing?
I don't know.
And he catches it perfectly.
Yeah.
And he's like, ah, there you are. I clean, pure, unswiped beauty. On like someone's dirty, spoiled little maxed out mess. He's like relishing this.
Yeah.
He's soaking in it.
Well, he's kind of a goon.
Yeah. So I can't blame him. But...
Yeah, truly. Well, like, yeah, in the beginning, Miley's literally like, I never do anything.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the episode where it's like, Jackson's not doing anything. Yeah.
At least not yet. Then she's like, you know what? No, I can fix all of this. Because the guy said I got 100%
money back guarantee.
What I maxed out can be maxed back in, which was so cute. And then she's
the
like, we'll just go back to the flea market. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, wow. Making Lily and Oliver do all this stuff again.
Truly, yeah.
Oh my gosh. They're the best friends in the whole world. Yeah, exactly. They're back at the house. They could have used a wagon. Anyway.
Seriously.
And the flea market's gone.
No returns.
And this is where I want to point out the fact that this is totally the Rico set, but in this moment, the Rico's counter isn't there. They removed
it.
So I love the fact that, you know.
Just like Beach Cove.
The Rico. Well, it's the Rico's set is removable.
Yeah.
Well, like, you know, for logistical purposes, but in the reality of the show, you know, when anything else is happening there, they'll just take the shack and put it somewhere else.
That's fine. I get that.
I'd love to know where Rico's dad keeps the shack when there's other things happening on the property.
I mean, probably just, like, locked up.
Okay.
Shuttered.
I go to the warehouse.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, they're,
They're S-O-L.
Yeah.
Shit out of luck. Yeah.
And then they're like, and Miley's just like, I guess there's only one thing to do.
Yeah.
And Oliver's like, come clean and tell your dad. And she's like, heck no, that's crazy talk.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I have to do like something I thought I would never do or something. She's like making it out to be something really dramatic and bad.
Yeah.
And then we cut.
And it's Marlon Brando. Just kidding. It's Jackson as Marlon Brando. As I accidentally wrote the dog father, but it's the godfather.
It's the godbrother.
Sometimes I invert my D's and G's.
The godbrother. Oh, and yeah, I also just want to point out, because this episode and the next episode that we're about to do are, like, apparently Jason Earle's, like, favorite episodes of Hannah Montana. He, like... when Disney Plus first launched, he like made a post about it and he said, oh, all of the episodes of Hannah Montana are streaming, so that means you can watch my two favorites. And he like highlighted these two.
Aww.
And I'm like, you know, this moment and other moments later are like, I can tell like he was so excited to do this.
Yeah, like, that was cute. I like
step
that.
Into the Godfather shoes.
Yeah, so
he's such a great time. He's done such a good job. I've never seen The Godfather.
Me either.
I would, though. I want to at some point. Yeah, I know it's just like one of those films. It's on my list.
But I like that she's like, I need your plotting, scheming, twisted mind.
Yeah.
And he's like selling it. He's really doing a good impression. And I love that she's just like, you made me wait a half an hour for you to get on this get up and like do this whole thing so that I could, yeah, I love that.
So I could hear you do this like, not
she says
impression.
It's not a good impression. It's a great impression. Like,
it's really good.
Yeah.
Major credit to Jason Earls here.
Truly.
But yeah, I wrote, I want to see Jackson plan this. I want to see like
his, she like comes to him. She's like, I need your help. And he's just like, okay, wait.
Yeah.
And then he has to go put on a tuxedo and put the thing on his face and hold to find a cat.
I bet it took him 10 minutes to actually put on the tuxedo and like find the cat and like get dressed. But then he spent like a good 20 minutes in front of the
warm
mirror
up,
getting
yeah.
into character. And yeah, so.
But he has an idea.
He has an idea. But first, he must serve hors d'oeuvres at the Thermopolis wedding.
Yeah.
Did I say Thermopolis?
Sure, yeah, you did.
Sorry, Princess Diaries, always on the brain.
Yeah.
That's
it's
not what it was.
It's some long Greek name and some, like, it's two very long names.
Yeah.
And he's got to serve hors d'oeuvres at their wedding for some reason.
And then he's like, and you must take Fluffy for a walk.
Yeah, and then he just hands a stuffed cat to Miley.
Which is funny. And we step into Miley's office.
Hannah Montana's closet.
And I think it's the first time we've seen Jackson in the closet.
And I feel like this is the first time, too, that I've seen the doors of the closet that have the HM on them.
You don't remember those from, like, the very first episode?
I don't remember the doors,
Well, because, like, I mean, the reveal, like, when she shows it to Lily the first time and she, like, pulls back her clothes, it's, like, the closet.
It has the HM
It does. It has the HM before she pushes it open. Yeah.
Yes, there was a lot going on in my mind at the
time. Yeah, it's very true. But yeah, we love the HM doors.
We're in the closet.
Yes.
And Jackson is like, he's like, this is your gold,
Yeah, this whole room is your gold mine. We've got the carousel of cash here.
Yeah, that's what he calls it.
Referring to the always spinning carousel of clothes.
And she's like, I could never sell the. I use this stuff.
Yes, this is my Hannah stuff.
He's like, there's stuff you have outgrown. There's stuff you never wear.
And you'll never wear again.
And like what about these earrings? You use them in this. She's like, yeah, I used them in this music video last month, and I will never wear them again.
Yeah, and she's like, oh, okay.
And
like,
this was a cute little montage. And this is something I noticed. This is the first time they've used music that wasn't Hannah Montana or just like studio cues.
Yeah.
It's some other song.
Definitely.
Like,
it's definitely some other song.
But
I didn't look up the song, but it's definitely some like non-Hannah Montana,
it was
like
a weird little montage moment where they're just like going through the clothes. It's got Miley, like Jackson's like pulling stuff off the carousel and just like throwing it at her, which was super cute. She looks super cute in the scene. Her hair is cute. I love that he throws the yellow cowboy hat and it lands perfectly on her head.
I also loved it like right before the montage. She's like, how do you know like that this is, you know, a lucrative thing? And he's like, your sinus infection last year helped pay for my car.
Because
he was selling like Hannah's tissues online. Gross that there's people out there that want to pay for that. I hate that.
Yeah. I know that people pay for that crazy stuff, though.
Yeah. I didn't, but I almost wanted to look up if there are, if, like, you can go on eBay and find any, like, quote-unquote celebrity tissues and, like, how much those go for these days.
Yeah. Why not?
One second, everyone. We'll be right back. We couldn't really find anything, because it probably means that they don't really do that anymore, which is good.
Yeah.
But, anyway, moving on.
Well, I like that, so he tells her to blow her nose.
Yeah.
And then he's just like, I need a new set of spinners.
Yeah.
And I love picturing spinning rims on a VW Rabbit.
Oh my gosh.
So cute.
Yeah.
I want spinning rims on my VW Rabbit. Just kidding, I don't have one.
Oh yeah, and then in the montage, we see that Miley has like one more moment with the earrings where she kind of like looks at them.
Yeah.
And the montage is over.
I remember thinking, those look too nice for a child to wear.
I agree. And also, all of this happened so fast.
Yeah.
Like in
they're like shipping stuff out.
Same amount of time.
Yeah.
Because, they're shipping stuff out.
How
and, like,
they move stuff through the house without Robbie noticing?
And also, so their whole thing is that they can pay off the credit card or the credit card debt by selling all of Hannah's stuff, and they'll get away with it. Mm-hmm. Robbie's going to see the bill.
Yeah, no matter what, he'll see the bill.
Yeah, they don't realize that. That just completely flies over their head. But anyway, Which, like, you know, it's kind of a step, or whatever.
Well, they, at any rate, they, like, make their sales.
Oh, yeah. And he's got, like, a booker fin on.
Yeah, he's got his, like, little green visor. They got their calculator. She's sitting on the armrest sort of looking.
Yeah.
And then it looks like they do all right. And yeah. She's like, I never thought I'd say this. I love you. Yeah, and she holds him. She just puts her arms around him. And then Jackson's like, all right, it was worth it for, what does he think at first? Like, 80%? That's crazy.
Oh, yeah. He's like, it was all worth it for my 40%. Yeah, he says, I think he starts at 60.
Yeah, that's what it, and she's like, 10.
Yeah. He's like, 40.
10.
20.
10.
Fine.
Yeah, seriously.
And then there's a knock at the door.
Oh, yes.
Dun, dun, dun. Quick, and hide the stash. It's the man.
Yeah, he grabs the stuff, whatever, dives into the carousel, and she's just sitting in her chair, and she's like, oh, I'm just reading purse.
Yeah, I loved the delivery of this. Was great. Mm. She's like, hi, Daddy. I was just reading my purse.
Yeah.
This one was inspected by Inspector 15. Ugh. Love her work.
Yeah.
Which is great. And Dad's just like, oh, hey, bud, you know, no big deal. You remember those, like, blue diamond sapphire earrings that mm-hmm. you wore for that music video shoot last month mm-hmm. and the production said that we could keep it? Mm-hmm. Well, they want them back because it turns out they actually gave you the real ones by mistake.
Oh, dear.
Ha, ha, ha. And Miley's just like, oh, ha, ha, that's so funny. But what if we just bought it from them, yeah. you know? And he's like, well, you got $250,000 burning a hole in your pocket, then we can.
That's crazy.
And
$250,000.
Yeah.
So we got $250,000 earrings to.
I'm sorry, not even $250,000, $500,000.
Yeah.
It's $500,000.
Yeah, that's too much.
That's too much. And who would have put those on any celebrity?
That's what I'm saying. Well, I mean, you would give them, like, celebrities borrow jewelry from jewelry places for, like, award shows.
Yeah, you can trust certain celebrities with that, I guess. You know, you can put $500,000 earrings on Meryl and that'll be fine.
She's, like, trying to... She'll be like, they must be a Lily.
Oh, no. It's funny because Jackson faints when he hears the $500,000. Yes, and he's like, why is he on the ground? And Miley tries to justify it. And then I just love that Robbie goes, well, come to think of it, he always did fall asleep on the merry-go-round.
Well, she doesn't justify it. That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
He's like, I just was taking a nap. It was cool. A bit like the moving closet.
Oh, right. Yeah, yeah. He woke up.
Sleep. Yeah.
And then that's when Robbie goes, well, where are they? Are they at Lily's? And Miley's just like, okay.
Yeah, really.
Like, yeah, they're at Lily's.
Oh, my God, yes.
And then he's like, I'll go get them, but for now, I just need to be alone with my clothes.
Yeah, I love that, actually.
And he's just like, what about your brother?
Let sleeping brothers lie.
Yeah. That was good.
First of all, and that, so they're going to go, and then Robbie's gone, they realize they have to go get the earrings. Jackson has the receipt already.
Like, apparently it was in the closet carousel.
Yeah, it just has an envelope with, like, the information on it.
With the information, he found it so quickly, and she's in driving distance.
At least he's organized. Yeah, that's incredibly lucky. Are they still wearing the same clothes? They just put them in the mail.
Yeah.
How would they have...
Well, I know, obviously, Jackson changed outfits, so I think that means Miley changed outfits. Day, yeah. It might have been the next day. That's a good question. Like, the progression of time in this episode, I like to imagine that this took place, like, just over the course of a weekend, because school wasn't mentioned at all.
Truly.
But, anyway, they have to go... Yeah, they're like, she lives close, we can just go find her, and we'll go get it, and we'll talk to her.
Catherine McCord.
Yeah, well, Miley's like, oh, you really think she's going to give them back to me? And Jackson's like, well, maybe not to you, but to Hannah Montana.
Genius.
Boom. Always works.
Yeah.
So, we're going to go, we're going to get them back, easy peasy, no big deal.
All right, and then... It's an old folks' home.
It's an old folks' home.
And I love that she's just like, doesn't seem like anybody here's been pumping up the party for a while.
Yeah, and she's like, well, maybe you just have a bunch of old fans that you guys don't know about. Hey, everyone, it's Hannah Montana.
Nobody looks at
her. And I love her pose. Like, the way that she, you have to, like, look in the episode and just see the way that she, like, is, like, smiling and then realizing that it's not going to work and tries to stop smiling. It was just played off very well and very cute and funny. But anyway, she, like, walks into just a room of stars.
Yeah.
Let's just say, like, this is a cool room to be in, and these kids have no idea.
A room of stars?
Yeah, maybe two. But anyway, we'll get to that in a second.
You go.
Anyway, they're like, then this one lady, she's just
the first lady she goes up to.
Yeah, they're like, my daughter lives in Montana, which was so funny. And he's like, how very nice for you.
Yes, and then she's just like, do you know... And then they're like, we gotta find this lady. Oh, we'll just... Do you know Catherine McCourt? She's like, yes, yes, I do.
Does she live here?
Yes.
Is she here?
Yes.
Where is she?
Yeah, that whole interaction was so funny to me.
Yeah, it was really good. And then the like guy was just like, she's over there.
Yeah.
And then she's like, would it kill you to be a little social? And he's like, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
But, so this actress, I just want to point out, because I looked her up.
Which one, Catherine McCourt or the First Lady?
The First Lady. Her name is Andy Corzine. She's super cool. She co-wrote a screenplay for a movie in the 90s called Nobody's Perfect.
Wow.
Which is just great. Just you like haven't heard song. That song yet.
But I know it's a song.
But it's one of the best.
That's cool.
And she's had roles in Tootsie, L.A. Law, Mad About You,
oh, wow.
Seinfeld.
Prolific.
I know. And more recently, she's been in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, New Girl, Jane the Virgin, Pen 15, Why Women Kill, and Black Monday.
Okay.
Yeah. So she's really cool. And then, yeah. So we see that she's over. She's like, yes, Catherine McCord's over there.
Yes.
And they walk up, and they see that she's wearing the earrings.
Now, this is an old lady I recognize.
Asleep. You recognize her.
Oh, yeah.
She's what do you recognize her from?
Probably the wedding singer the most, but she's been in so many things.
I wrote a whole spiel about her.
Can you? Do you want to reveal
because
it to me
she's
now?
So cool.
Yeah.
Her name is Ellen Albertini Dow. And
She's dead now.
I
do think I remember when she died.
Okay. So she was a teacher in the drama department at the Los Angeles City College, where she directed and choreographed many of their musicals and operas. She retired from teaching in 1985, where she decided to study film and TV at the American Film Institute and then begin a new career as a character actress at the age of 67.
Amazing.
Which is super cool. So she's perhaps best known for her role as Rapping Grandma in The Wedding Singer. Other credits include The Twilight Zone, Webster. Yeah. Okay, get ready. I have a lot. Freddy's Nightmares. That's for me. Newhart. She had three roles on The Golden Girls. She played three different characters
That's
on
so
the Golden
funny.
Girls. She's been in Sister Act 1 and 2. She has had roles in The Wonder Years, Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know if
it's
I got
okay.
that out.
I like Quantum Leap.
Yeah, do you?
Yeah.
Oh,
have
cool.
you ever watched it?
I haven't.
It's really good.
She has also been in Star Trek The Next Generation. This role made her the oldest living Star Trek cast member for a period of time, which is cool. She's been in Family Matters, Sybil, Sister Sister, ER, Seinfeld, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. She had a role in the film Studio 54, The Nanny. She had a role in the film Patch Adams, Suddenly Susan, Will and Grace, Scrubs, My Name is Earl, 6 Feet Under, Ned's Declassified, Shameless, Family Guy, and a bunch of more that I couldn't write everything down.
Amir, the other actor, was also, he did a lot of voices for Seth MacFarlane shows I saw. He did some American Dad and Family Guy stuff.
Yes, and then she passed away in her home on May 4th, 2015 at 101 years old.
Hot damn.
So she had a really cool life. And even before she got into film and television acting, she did a lot. She started a mime company.
That's awesome.
She did a lot of cool stuff. She's a really cool lady. So it was really cool to see her on the show, and she's so funny.
Yeah, and she was very funny on this show.
Very funny, yeah.
Well, she was, definitely, if you needed an old lady who wasn't one of the Golden Girls, I feel like she was the old lady.
She, made a career out of being, funny, kooky grandma.
Yeah.
Which is great. Which is good for her, and she's so great. Love her.
But I like that so Hannah and Jackson ask for the earrings, and she talks about, even if she was the president of these 48 states.
Yeah.
Oh, grandma.
Well, yeah. Okay, but I also love that.
She can't give him back because of Bert.
Yeah.
Because Bert loves
Bert's
likes
been
them.
Looking at
and then
her
he,
the
like,
whole
turns
time.
Around and he's, blowing her kisses.
Yeah.
Gross.
But I also love that Jackson's like, oh, this is going to be more tricky than Uncle Earl boxing a kangaroo or something. There's a reference to Uncle Earl boxing a kangaroo.
No. Well, when they first roll up on the lady, she's sleeping. She has the earrings on, and Jackson's like, all right, we'll take them off of her and leave the money in her lap.
Yes.
And Miley's like, I haven't seen somebody that passed out since we saw Uncle Earl box that kangaroo.
Yes.
And Uncle Earl, because Uncle Earl got knocked out, apparently.
Because Uncle Earl will be doing shit.
He's up to stuff.
Yeah. But anyway, and I also like that Jackson tries to wake her up, and she instantly picks it up. And she's like, you got to buy me dinner first, sailor. Which was so funny. The earrings are attracting Bert, so she cannot let them go. But Miley is just like, dang, I really need these earrings. They belong to my grandmother.
Yeah.
Or no, Jackson comes up with that.
Yeah.
Which was a good Jackson moment. He came up with the fact that they belonged to her grandmother, and that's why they're so important.
She wore them on her wedding day.
Nana Montana.
But the lady won't give them back to Hannah. She'll only give them back to the grandmother.
Because she already lost them
once. Yeah, she already lost them once.
She's right.
But she's better make it quick because she's got water aerobics in 10 minutes and I want the good noodle. The
good noodle, yes.
Oh my gosh.
And they did make it very quick because how did they find this ensemble for Jackson? Miley's powers. She used the
probably
powers.
Miley's powers, but also it doesn't surprise me there would be a wig in an old lady's. Like, yeah, you know, you duck in any old person's room, they got the wig, they got the shawl.
Ensemble. Yeah.
But Jackson comes out in a wheelchair and is Nana Montana.
He is Nana Montana.
I love that.
I love this. It was such a great
He's
job.
He's killing it.
This was like
he has to talk about his wedding.
Yeah.
That, Morris asked, he proposed to me in Morse code.
Yes. He invented the Morse code. So apparently Jackson, Nana Montana, was married to Samuel Morris, who died in 1872.
That sounds right.
They're like, and then there's a joke about the breeze or something, how like Jackson's like cold, and then other lady from earlier walks by and she's like, it's this place, it's like living in a meat locker.
Yeah,
she was my
cold.
Favorite. She was so funny.
But then it's like she's making Hannah like rub her neck and do
her we got
nails
a little montage.
And, like, what happened to water aerobics in 10 minutes?
I know, and then they're like, because she's like, okay, I filled your baths, but I'm not helping you into them.
She brought them like towels and shower caps, which is like, okay, that's a lot already.
Yeah, and then Hannah's like, can I please have the earrings now? And she's like, oh, yes, of course, here you go. Oh, but first, I'd like a slice of rhubarb pie.
Oh, my God.
And that's when Hannah loses
it.
Yeah,
she can't
She's
anymore.
Like, I cannot do this anymore.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh, come on, Grandma. I'll get you. Like, she, like, kind of starts to, like...
Yeah, she's there. A tussle begins.
And she, like, starts to try to rip them off her ears, which, like, do not do that.
Whoa. Don't touch an old person.
And she gets them off.
Yeah, but they go flying.
Yeah. Yeah. And
they're, like, over on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And then what happens?
And then
somebody picks them up.
And Hannah's like, excuse me, sir, you have to put those down. Those are my earrings.
Oh yeah.
And then who is the sir?
Well, he's wearing a very dapper green cardigan.
He looks great. I want this outfit.
Same. It's
freaking Robbie.
Oh my gosh.
You can't get anything past him.
You really can't.
He knows.
Oh my gosh. I was amazed.
And Catherine was in on it the whole time, too.
And I also, I was like, okay, how did Robbie know? Like, when did Robbie get involved?
Mm-hmm.
I was so curious.
Yes. Many questions arise that do not get answered.
They do get answered.
Really?
So at first I was just like, how did Robbie know that they were selling this stuff?
Okay.
We find out that Robbie watches the auctions ever since a bunch of tissues went on sale.
Yes.
Jackson.
Which is a good father. Like, yeah.
And I love that Jackson goes, it's a victimless crime. And then he goes, oh, there's going to be a victim.
That was really good.
That was a good dad line.
Yeah. And then they're all just like,
So Robbie knew immediately.
He did.
Can I tell you?
Well, he probably got an alert from the card company.
About the card stuff, but even about, like, I bet he has, like, an alert for the auction stuff.
Yeah.
And I bet he didn't even need those earrings. I bet they weren't. I bet it was just, like, I came to this at the end. Like,
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, there's
definitely
no way.
There's no way they were that valuable.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So, like, he came in just to mess with her.
Yeah.
And then he knew, he called Catherine McCord and was like, whatever you do.
Because he was even acting really funny.
Don't give my kids back these earrings.
Yeah, he was acting really funny when he came in and was asking about them.
Yeah.
He had something up his sleeve
then. I loved it.
And I kind of love the idea that Catherine might be in on the secret.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not revealed, but I think that she might know.
She had to have known.
Yeah.
But I also, cool. like, you know, the all the math times out with, you know, Nana Montana being married to Samuel Morris because Catherine performed on Broadway for Lincoln. Something she says at one point is like, okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Well, no, and then they're all sitting around eating the pie.
Yeah, it's so
Jackson
cute.
Just no wig.
Yeah,
and,
but still in the old lady clothes.
Yeah, and then she calls Jackson a sweet little twat because he like...
She does not call him
she
a twat.
Does. She does. She does. Twit. She says twit,
okay,
then.
Yeah.
She says it's
right.
Twit.
Twat is like slang for vagina. That they would never, ever say twat on the Disney Channel.
My
twit
God.
Is like a dumb thing. But
okay,
yeah.
See, that's one...
Twat is like bleeped out on British television.
If it's like one little letter,
yeah,
and it's the same word.
Have you seen?
You know, it's like in my mind. It's hard to.
Have you seen Easy A?
Yes.
Yeah, there's such a funny part in because she calls some girl in her class a twat.
Yes.
And then she's making her parents. She's trying to spell it with the P's, mm-hmm. and the little boy over her shoulder is like. Twit? Yeah. She's like making. Oh, that's one of my favorite scenes in that movie. It's
yes.
so funny.
Yes.
But then what? Jackson takes off for some reason. Yeah.
Well, because Robbie threatens him. That's when he says there will be a victim.
So he starts running or wheeling off in the wheelchair, mm-hmm. and it's like he won't get far. They're at a pool.
Yeah, and he crashes into the pool.
He splashes, and then Robbie's like, "At least we'll take him home clean."
Yeah, and that's and that's the episode that's ends it. Right there.
That's it's over.
But before that happens, Miley's punishment is that she's gonna have to clean the garage to earn
back. There's spiders in there.
Yeah, which is Miley Cyrus's real life fear.
Oh,
yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, and that's the episode.
Wow.
Did you like it?
Yeah.
I love it. It's a good one.
Yeah,
I would put it in my top 20.
You said top 10 earlier.
I did.
Wow.
I know.
And now you're ripping
well,
just because
you were like, top 10? Really?
Yeah. I mean,
this
it's
is a pre-episode
like,
record conversation that we had.
I guess I didn't like... There have been episodes that at the end I was like, wow. And at the end I was like, okay.
I don't know. I just really like this one. Maybe just because of like, you know, more of the things that came out from behind the scenes about it made it really
true.
Extra special.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was cute.
Huge thanks to Amir Talai.
Yeah.
For that little sweet niblet.
Cool. Wow, I cannot believe. Like, I'm so glad you didn't tell me about that until while we were sitting here.
A little fun surprise for you.
I was like, what?
Yeah. And those are just funny stories. I love the idea of Billy Ray Cyrus just being we don't say that here. This is Hannah Montana.
Yeah.
That's great.
So Lily's definitely the little devil.
Oh, yeah. Was
there no
is the best friend moment of the episode Jackson?
Well, yeah, Jackson was definitely Jackson got her out of everything this episode.
Might be the first time. I think this is the first time it has gone to Jackson.
Maybe.
Yeah, 20 episodes in. Also, this is the 20th episode.
I know, we've done this 20 times.
Yeah, they had 20 whole episodes premiere in the year of 2006.
Wow.
And, we've done this, technically, 22? Well, no. Because you've watched 22 episodes of TV shows that you would have never watched with Sweet Life, Zack and Cody, and That's So
true.
Raven. But yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So that's it for this week, I guess.
Yeah.
Is there anything else
you want to add? I can't think of anything.
I can't think of anything.
Yeah, this was a good time. I feel like the moral of this story is, parents already know.
Parents already know, and also, be careful with money.
Yeah, be careful with credit. Don't mess up your credit when you're young. If you're young and you're listening to this, don't mess up your credit.
Yeah.
And if it's too late for you, join the club.
Yeah, join the club. Welcome. You're having a great time.
I would just, I guess, close with keep rocking.
Keep on rocking.
Keep on rocking, everybody.
Bye.
Bye. Whoa, 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 yeah.